You're listening to episode number 1855 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, November 12th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor, and happy Friday to me.
It's only Thursday. Do not confuse the folks that are outside.
That's
of
why
the,
I said to me.
The Commonwealth of Australia, where it is already Friday someplace.
Oh, to me in Australia.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, yeah, okay. You know, possibly. Okay, so we said we've been teasing all morning. We got a big, big, big announcement.
We do?
Okay. But yes, not that big. I thought we'd just make a big deal out of it. Beginning this
and
Monday.
And then let people down, huh?
Well, I don't, well yeah. Have you met us? Beginning Monday, this Monday morning at 4 a.m. Pacific, that would be 7 o'clock Eastern, Van Camp and Morgan will take our act to That Christmas Channel.
Jingle
like we
bells.
Did last year. Uh-huh. I know you're the crazy Christmas lady, and we will be hosting a morning show Monday through Friday, maybe Monday through Saturday, they're telling me.
At that, what?
What?
What a what?
What a what? At That Christmas Channel. I don't know. They left it in my hands. So I'm guessing. I'm guessing Saturday, no. I'm just that look on your face. I'm just telling her now for the first time. No, anyway, and I need a little bit of explaining. Those of you that are listening on the podcast, we have a few radio stations here. And one of those radio stations is a station called Jingle Boss Radio.
Yes.
And we have merged that station with thatchristmaschannel.com. Mm-hmm. Which is a great Christmas station, and they're part of our family now. So
awesome.
We're bringing everybody. It's coming full circle, people. Coming full circle. And I think Santa will be, you know, just as kind to us or just as bad to us, depending on how naughty we are, at That Christmas Channel as he would have been on Jingle Boss Radio.
John Van Camp, maybe this year you'll get a better grade of coal in your stocking.
You know what? That's all I can ask.
You know, sometimes you get those briquettes and they just don't light very well. Maybe this year you'll get briquettes that will light.
And maybe, you know, a briquette charcoal starter. Big chimney thing. Those are great. Those are the greatest. You put the newspaper in the bottom, you light that bad boy on fire, and psh.
Which is funny because you don't have one of those.
I don't have one of those grills. No, I don't. Anyway, join us. We'll still be doing the Who Cares News.
Join us, lads.
Daily here on Boss Boss Radio and on the podcast. But our live Christmas offerings for the next 6-7 weeks will be at thatchristmaschannel.com. It will be available on Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay tuned. We'll give you all that stuff. It'll be on our website. So join us at 4 o'clock Pacific or 7 o'clock Eastern. At That Christmas Channel.
Join us, lads.
What
movie did that come from? Join us, lad.
Is that like from Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. Pirate movie, yes.
Pirate movie. Oh, from Muppet Treasure Island.
Yes,
Muppet
sir.
Muppet Treasure Island, the
Tim Curry. God, it's a great movie.
Anyway.
Great soundtrack, man.
Yeah. Now that we've blown all of our time, how about some Who Cares News?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay.
Kaley Cuoco and Johnny Galecki, they hooked up right after they started doing the Big Bang Theory together.
Yeah, I knew that.
Then they were doing the Big Bang.
I see what you did
their
there.
Characters
I
became,
see what you did there.
And then their characters became a couple on the show as well.
Yeah, you know, the whole show was about them.
Yes.
You know, really was. Well, Sheldon.
It didn't start out to be about Sheldon. It just became about Sheldon.
Yeah, that's what
as
happens.
As it so often
that's
does.
That's what happens in a sitcom. Yeah.
So Kaley and Johnny dated for a couple years under the radar, and then they broke up in real life.
Yeah, that had to suck.
Well, according to Kaley, their sex scenes increased after that. And she's not sure that was an accident.
Oh, really?
She says that she thinks series creator Chuck Lorre did that on purpose, as she says, just to F with us. All of a sudden, these characters all up on each other.
Oh, my God.
Now, she was laughing when she said it. No hard feelings.
Sure.
And as for having to be in bed with her real ex.
Oh, no, that's got to be awkward. That's got to be awkward, doing them sex scenes.
Well,
oh,
she said God. It was a little sensitive for a minute.
Mm.
But they came out of it so brilliantly. And they're super close now. I mean,
I would like to know at what this would be interesting to me because, you know, I'm a huge Big Bang Theory fan. I actually pay for HBO Max so I can watch that show in reruns without commercials. I love that show. And I wonder at what junction did they break up in this sequence of things. I would like to know that.
I mean, because I kind of knew this stuff about them being together, breaking up.
Love to see the chemistry and how it changes the dynamic between their two characters.
You probably have favorite scenes from that show, don't you?
Oh, Bodge, I know you do. We have some conversations about it.
Yeah,
because it's such a good show. But anyway.
A ton of them, but two in particular. Yeah.
Anyway, so hey, good for them. They're still very close. And they're moving on with their careers. Not nearly as famous as they were, but they don't need to be because...
They're rich.
They got lots of money. Lots of money. Lots of money. So does Chuck Lorre, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Hello, have you met him? No, but I'd like to.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got plenty of money. He doesn't need him.
Yeah.
So speaking of plenty of money, Britney Spears' bid to remove her father from the conservatorship of her estate has suffered a temporary setback.
Hey, you know, that's got to be awkward, too. Can you imagine Thanksgiving at their house? It's like, I'm not talking to you, Daddy. You won't let me have enough money to go to Target.
Give me the drumstick.
Seriously. I mean, it's got to be just rough.
Well, her allowance probably isn't enough to support her previous Target habit, which was, what, $70,000 a month or something?
Oh, yeah. She was going
What do you
crazy.
Buy at Target for $70,000 a month?
You buy the store.
And then where do you put it all?
Big another, house. That's yeah. That's another dilemma.
Huh.
Another dilemma.
So James
she's
Spears.
She's full of dilemmas.
She's full of dilemmas. Do I shave it now or later?
That could be a new song, Brit.
Well, James Spears has been Brit's co-conservator.
Yeah.
This has been since 2008.
Wow.
Yeah. It's 12 years.
See, now that leads me to think that, you know,
there has to be something.
She's got something. Yeah.
So the judge declined to suspend James from his conservatorship.
Wow.
Which is probably she should be happy about, but she's not.
Right.
The judge did not rule out future petitions for his removal or suspension.
Hmm.
And to that, Britney's attorney stated that Britney will not perform again if her father is in charge of her career.
Wow, are you kidding me?
What? I mean, she's got plenty of money.
There's more money to be made.
Daddy, I want to buy a private island, and if he felt it was a good investment, maybe he'd say okay.
I don't think she's going to get to buy a private island. She's doing good to get to go to Starbucks. Come on now.
Well, under her dad's conservatorship, Britt's net worth is, at this time, about $60
million. And it would be minus $60 million had she not had the conservatorship. Maybe we should get him to come over here and be our conservative.
And bring some of Britney's money.
Got to have...
As a starter fund.
Seed. Have a little seed money, James. We're available. Make sure you bring enough for you, too, because we don't have any money to pay you. You know who can take care of her own money? Handle her own money.
Try hard before you spit it out.
Halle Berry. All right, back with you tomorrow with more frivolity for Friday.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Monday morning, 4 a.m., Pacific.
Okay.
Wake your butts up and get festive with us over on That Christmas Channel. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.